it's certainly a wake-up call to all healthcare providers and patients as well that adherence to the National Comprehensive Cancer Network clinical practice guidelines will improve care.
Dr. Peter Frederick is assistant professor of oncology at Roswell's gynecologic department. The study pointed out that many women who suffer from ovarian cancer did not receive adequate care, including treatments that could have extended their lives.
High-volume hospitals and high-volume surgeons definitely were able to provide the best care with this particular cancer, ovarian cancer. And so, unfortunately, not every community across the country has the benefit of a high-volume hospital or a high-volume surgeon.
When women are diagnosed, they often rely on their gynecologist to conduct the surgery. But in some cases, they need a gynecologic oncologist.
The treatment for ovarian cancer really involves two main approaches. One is an aggressive surgical cytoreduction, which is removing all of the cancer with surgery, and the second is treatment with chemotherapy.
Ovarian cancer is still considered a rare disease, but according to the American Cancer Society, more than 14,000 women in the U.S. will die from it this year. At Roswell Park, about 100 women a year are being treated for the disease. Dr. Frederick highly suggests seeking a second opinion if diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.